PRI, Public Radio International.
Conductor John Andrea Noseda brings us the timeless teenage love story of Romeo and Juliet, told by Hector Berlioz, and a passionate tale from Johannes Brahms, his second piano concerto, with a debut for Nicholas Angelich. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. John Andrea Noseda holds the Victor de Sabata Guest Conductor Chair, named for the Italian maestro who made his American debut in Pittsburgh at the Syria Mosque in 1948. Noseda returns to the Pittsburgh Symphony with this concert. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible with support from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. In his memoirs, Hector Berlioz wrote that Shakespeare provided the supreme drama of my life. On September 11, 1827, Berlioz's passion for the English playwright took off as he sat in the audience for the first performance of a series of Shakespeare plays. He wrote, "It struck me like a thunderbolt. I recognized the meaning of grandeur, beauty, and dramatic truth." The idea for music based on Romeo and Juliet remained with Berlioz for years. It wasn't until 1839 that he was able to bring it together. John Andrea Noseda is a regular in the opera houses of the world. He became a frequent guest at the Metropolitan Opera a number of seasons back, where he's learned firsthand stage drama.
We have the introduction, of course, and of course we skip the chorus, the couplets and the montagues. And after that, we have the big part, Romeo, when he's alone. And after that, there is the big party in the house of Juliet. After that, there is the big love scene, love duet, only orchestral. And Berlioz was very proud about this piece of music. He considered among his output the best work, the love scene from Romeo and Juliet. And after that we have the scherzo, which is the Queen Mab. I finish with the scene at the grave of Juliet when Romeo comes back. And it's fantastic. I think even without chorus, even without the soloists, it works fantastically well.
Our suite from the Romeo and Juliet Dramatic Symphony, Opus 17 by Hector Berlioz, begins with an introduction, followed by Romeo Alone, the festival at the Capulets, the love scene, the Queen Mab Scherzo, and Romeo at the Tomb of the Capulets. Here is John Andrea Noseda to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Berlioz, Romeo and Juliet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music by Hector Berlioz, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda. You heard the suite from the dramatic symphony, Opus 17, Romeo and Juliet, ending with Romeo at the Tomb of the Capulets. We heard the Queen Mab Scherzo, the love scene, and Romeo Alone, the festival at the Capulets. The love scene from Romeo and Juliet by Berlioz was a personal favorite for the composer. He conducted it often on his own programs.
Is so strong just to try to fight to get to your aim, you know, just to fight to ever to get to your goal. And if this goal is a musical quality, if the goal is the real love, if the goal is human being brotherhood, if we have big values and we fight for those values, I think it's worth it. So just this story remind us we have really to be focused in very important things and try to succeed those things in a very serious way. So that's why it's so important to retell today the story of Romeo and Juliet.
This Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast will continue in just a moment with the second piano concerto by Johannes Brahms. We'll hear the Heinz Hall debut of Nicholas Angelic with our guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope to hear from you. Take a moment and write. The Pittsburgh Symphony program Reading Light will be sent your way if you send me your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The Pittsburgh Symphony program Reading Light in the shape of a credit card, convenient for your wallet, and it helps when you're reading those concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. They are free while they last with the radio guide, including photographs of the Pittsburgh Symphony musicians gathered informally at Heinz Hall. Standing in the lobby at the front of the procession, violinists Dennis O'Boyle and Hong Wang Jia. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find our website at psoradio.org. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Jim Wilkinson, president and CEO, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Thomas Hong, the Heinz Hall sound and recording engineer is Ray Clover. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.